By Baby Bunting.
By Baby Bunting.
Daddy and Mummy Bunting lived in a tiny cottage on the edge of the meadow next to Magpie Wood. They lived there with Baby Bunting and a dog called Dog. Mummy and Daddy Bunting were not very good at naming babies and dogs. The Buntings were very poor. They had a small garden where they grew vegetables, and Daddy Bunting used to chop wood which he sold to the people in the village on the other side of Magpie Wood. One day, Mummy Bunting told Daddy Bunting that Baby Bunting needed some new clothes and they had no money. Oh dear, what would they do? Daddy had a bad back. He couldn't chop wood, and winter time was near, and the baby would get terribly cold without any clothes. There was only one thing for it. He decided to go hunting for some furs to make some clothes for Baby Bunting. Off he went into Magpie Wood with his bow and arrow to look for something with fur. After a couple of hours, he came across a rabbit. He raised his bow and arrow and was just about to shoot when a magpie landed on his shoulder. The magpie spoke to him. As you might guess, this was quite a surprise.
"Daddy Bunting," said the magpie, "please don't shoot an arrow at the rabbit. He has a family just like you, and if you shoot him, who will look after Baby Rabbit?"
"But I need the rabbit's fur to make some clothes for Baby Bunting," said Daddy Bunting.
"If you let the rabbit live and return to his burrow, you will have everything you need to buy new clothes for Baby Bunting," said the magpie. "Go home to your cottage and remember this rhyme. One for sorrow, two for joy, three for a girl, four for a boy, five for silver, six for gold, seven for a secret never to be told.
One for sorrow, two for joy, three for a girl and four for a boy, five for silver, six for gold, seven for a secret never to be told, eight for a letter over the sea, nine for a lover as true as can be.
Daddy Bunting felt very sorry for the rabbit. He didn't want to hurt it, so he went home without any fur.
Where is Baby Bunting in?
Mummy Bunting was so angry that he had come home without any fur to make into clothes for Baby Bunting that she stamped off to bed. Next morning, Daddy Bunting opened his front door and looked into the Magpie Wood. On the big old tree, there in front of him, a magpie landed, and Daddy Bunting remembered the rhyme the magpie had taught him. One for sorrow, Well, he certainly felt full of sorrow after yesterday. Then another magpie landed. Can you remember what two was for? Yes, two is for joy. Then another landed, making three. Then another making four. And another making five. And another making six magpies. Can you remember what six was for? Well, as the sixth magpie landed in the old tree, a bag of gold magically appeared outside the cottage door. So Daddy Bunting was able to buy some clothes for Baby Bunting, after all. Just as Daddy Bunting picked up the bag of gold, a seventh magpie appeared in the tree. Do you remember what seven was for? I won't tell anyone. Will you?
Bye, Baby Bunting.
Seven for a secret never to be told. Night, night. Sleep tight.
Bye, Baby Bunting. Daddy's gone a-hunting. Gone to get a rabbit skin to wrap his baby bunting in. To wrap his baby bunting in.